Good day, listeners. This is Paige Estrutori with Financial Services Online, coming to you with the latest recap of the weekly finance news wrap. Our focus this week is the snapshot of Australia's economy revealed through recent industry trends. Firstly, a quick look at the motorcycle market shows resilience amid economic pressures. According to last year's data from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries, sales experienced just a slight dip of 1.3%. A total of 92,967 motorcycles and off-highway vehicles found new owners, significantly contributing to this mantle of stability. Urban commuters gave a nudge in the right direction, with scooter sales climbing by 3.8% to 4,133 units. Yamaha led Japanese brands in this solid performance, with a reanimation in sales of 9%. But we did see a contraction of 3.6% in road motorcycle sales, damping spirits somewhat, as economic uncertainties held sway over discretionary spending. Nevertheless, we must hail the remarkable grit of the motorcycle market that persists through economic tremblers. Now, from two wheels to four, or rather four walls, we dive into Australia's dynamic home loan market. Record numbers in mortgage refinancing came through in 2025, with an explosive 20% increase, leading to the refinancing of 640,137 home loans. Is this a sign of an increasingly consumer-savvy population? Possibly so, given a hefty 64% portion of refinancers opted to switch lenders in search of more competitive rates and terms. This activity underscores growing preferences for alternative lenders and innovative mortgage arrangements aimed at optimizing financial well-being. So a big shout out to homeowners proactively exploring new financial opportunities. Decelerating swiftly, we find the Australian truck market on rough terrain. With a steep 16% decline in new truck and van deliveries in April this year, and an overall decrease of 12.9% for the first 4 months compared to last year, the truck industry grapples with a storm of challenges. These include the transition to Euro 6 emission standards, a flood of late model used trucks in the market, and economical caution across transport and construction sectors. But within this challenge lies opportunity. Businesses must now take strategic decisions on their fleets, and flexible financing could potentially serve as a balm in these trying times. Finally, for those breaking new ground in trades, some good news. Multi-product finance company Selfco recently unfolded a new innovative scheme, the Tradie product, tailored to the needs of new tradespeople. This initiative provides targeted financing for various work vehicles for those with newly registered Australian business numbers. A clever move to reduce entry barriers and empower small businesses, wouldn't you say? Financial solutions such as this are rapidly accelerating the capabilities of small businesses and, by extension, stimulating the Australian economy. That wraps up this week's financial news from Down Under, painting a picture of resilience, innovation, and strategic direction. This is Paige Estrutori with Financial Services Online, where we thrive on keeping you informed. For more details and expert insights, please visit financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, stay informed and stay financially savvy.